The opposition parties continue to reposition themselves on just how much interim supply they are willing to approve as the government tries to get a budget passed. Both the PCs and NDP initially said any further interim supply was unacceptable, but as time runs out, they've been showing more flexibility. NDP leader Alison Coffin laid out her party's rationale for reporters yesterday outside the House of Assembly.
One of the reasons that we're looking at a slightly shorter interim supply is just to hold the government to account a little more. We know that there is a possibility that if a budget gets dropped on the 30th of September and we do not have an estimates process in place, the House could very well close until the 1st of November when we are scheduled to sit again. And that would delay debate even more and delay that accountability that we all demand. You never know, right? There's a by-election on. Maybe they need some help with that. Maybe they need to do some other things that they were trying to adjust. I'm not sure, but it's always a possibility that they are trying to delay the inevitable. At this point, yes, I would have liked to have seen a justification if they intend to have estimates dragged out a little bit further. To simply blame the possibility of a potential election on the opposition parties when we don't know what's in the budget is hugely inappropriate. And that's not necessarily why we need those 3 months. Certainly, my caucus and I would be very willing to consider a two-month interim supply, which would give us ample time to bring down a budget, debate it with the due diligence it deserves, and so it's not rushed. If we get close to the end of that 60 days, then we'd certainly be willing to consider another month. But at this point, we do not need 3 months, so why don't we keep it to just two? But again, we don't have control of when the estimates process will start. So we would like to see this move along as quickly as possible, but with the due diligence that it deserves. So a timeline that outlines when we will look at the budget and go through the estimates process will certainly help our certainty in this whole process, and and help us all pass the budget as long as it's not too egregious. So in estimates, we can draw out that discussion a little bit longer, but I would hate to have to curtail my analysis of a budget because I have to speed it up in order to pass that budget. I think the budget deserves absolute scrutiny and very, very detailed scrutiny. So I would hate to have to cut that short and that accountability piece short in order to just speed up the passing of the budget. That's not appropriate either. Well, we have a limited amount of time. So we have, within that limited amount of time, we should be able to have that debate in 2 months. And if the budget is reasonable and it's going to be passed, it will fall into place at that point. I think a two-month interim supply bill is very reasonable. I think a 1 month would be hurried. Yeah. 3 months is excessive. So somewhere in the middle. 2 months will not rush the process. 2 months will give us ample time to have that discussion. It will allow us the appropriate amount of time to have our estimates debate and ample time to pass a budget and then move on from there. And maybe even have a little bit of interim supply left over if we're good. $4.6 billion plus another $1.5 billion, and we don't have a spending plan. We don't have an economic recovery plan. And the two people that have been hired to develop those things, one has apparently done a report that we haven't been able to see, and the other one, I don't even know the terms of reference. So accountability is huge here.